This is John Floridis. Welcome to Musicians Spotlight. Our guests today, David and Deidre Casey. This is John Floridis. You're listening to Musicians Spotlight. I'm very pleased to welcome back David Casey, and this time it's going to be an even better interview because we're joined by Deidre Casey as well. Welcome. It's great to see you guys.
Good to see you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, my pleasure. I was thinking, David, that the last time that we spoke, it was over at your house in your studio. I'm trying to think maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And hanging out at your house and amidst all your instruments. It was a great, great setting. Before we get any further, we'll say davidcaseymusic.com is the website we're going to refer people to. But David and Deidre have a web presence all over, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. The most recent project is Little Fox, Little Bird, and we're definitely going to get into that. What a terrific, terrific recording. I wanted to start with just talking about the two of you and your journey together. We know Well, I know just from a few minutes ago that as we are speaking here in mid-July, we're talking to you right after a camping trip. So you've been out into the beautiful wilds of Montana. You don't have to disclose where you were.
Right. That's paparazzi would be on forbidden. It.
Yeah, right. Exactly. But let's just talk about your guys' journey together, if you can. I mean, just as husband and wife, we'll let that out of the bag right now, and as well as musical partners.
Yeah. We started off making music together before we started making our family. And both have been a lot of fun.
Nice. Actually, David's big pickup line for me was, "Hey, you want to be in my band?"
Nice. Nicely done.
And that, it worked out well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was famously, that was back with Colin Molloy back in Helena, Montana. And Deidre and I met at Carroll College. And so we started off doing music together in that band, Happy Cactus, back in 1991. And
it was with Colin, was in that group?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Colin was a guitar student of my dad's. And so we hung out every weekend and wrote songs and screwed around with our tape deck and our equipment. And then Mark Schumer played drums. And so that was the beginnings of us doing music together, actually, was that, which was really, really fun because Colin was really super creative and fearless. And so we did that for about 3 years. Mm-hmm. And that got us a lot of confidence just in going forward ourselves.
And we should mention real quick, we're talking about Colin Molloy. Most people know him from The Decemberists, also Tarkio here in mm-hmm. Zoom. I think, well, I know Colin was on the show with Tarkio probably 15, 16 years ago.
Right.
And also your dad, Daryl Casey, who's also been on Musician Spotlight as well.
Right. Right. So. Yeah, part of the Montana music family, mm-hmm. for those of you who keep track of those details.
Yeah. So going back to the band.
Right. And then from that, when Colin came over to school here in Missoula and started Tarkio, Deidre and I, Deidre and I just continued to do music together at home, you know. I did music with my dad, of course, but oftentimes in the living room, I would write a song and I was like, "Hey, Deidre, you should sing on this," and we would work out harmony parts. So from day one, when we were before we were married, we were working on my tunes and we're learning how to do harmonies together and mm-hmm. learning that process. That was actually a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a good test to us for me to learn to develop my ear and work with David's coaching.
So we should mention that even though Deidre's not been a guest on the show, her voice has been present on the music that's featured, like the last time we had you, David, on the show. Deidre was also, you know, her voice was very, very present on your projects in the past.
Yeah. Deidre always lends her harmonies to the projects that we're doing, and her influences is all over the place on everything we've done. So it's nice to have her actually part of the conversation today.
Thank you.
flesh and bone. After everything I touch is stone. Everything I touch is gold. Touch is gold.
Now, I want to ask you something, Deidre, because I recently spoke with Caroline Keyes, who's been very active in the music scene here in Montana for a long time. But when she has, it's always been under the guise of a particular project or a band's name. Mm-hmm. And she talked about just kind of the psychology of putting her name out. And I wanted to ask you, what's it like for you now to be more present in putting your name and your, you know, you've always been there musically, but now you're putting your name out there a little bit. Mm-hmm. Just talk about that journey a little bit.
Oh, that's an interesting question. Yeah. It has been a really interesting, evolution of kind of starting to build that because really our family has come first in a lot of things and most of this time. And so my presence has been much more as a mama and keeping track of things and then being able to support the music projects as they've evolved. But yeah, these last couple I've had a lot more ownership over, a lot more presence on. And it is interesting kind of stepping out into the limelight, just, I guess, a little bit more with that. And
just seeing your name up there on the masthead, as they say.
Sure. And more of an ownership, I guess, too.
Well, that's what I want to get to as far as the material. Talk about that a little bit.
That's still a little bit tough for me to feel, because David is the primary songwriter and musician. I mean, really, mm-hmm. my contributions are still a lot of support. But so being able to acknowledge maybe more ownership over some of the material has been more difficult. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of the writing process, David will come with kind of the skeleton format of the songs a lot of times, or a first draft. Even just today we were on the river and he says, I think I got another 1 hour song. After he'd been sitting plucking his guitar on the riverbank while I was catching minnows and crawdads with the kids. But then what happens is that we sit down together and we begin to define the parts a little bit and edit the lyrics and kind of form the melodies a little stronger together. And so mm-hmm. getting used to just owning, oh, yeah, I guess I was a part of that process too. Wasn't just kind of coming in and adding a layer to what you already established.
Well, that was kind of my next question, was to talk about the typical David and Deidre Casey song and how that comes together. Is that process that you just described, is that pretty much the standard way in which your music comes together, or has come together, going back, sounds like 20 years or so now?
Yeah, it's interesting. I hadn't thought about it this way before, but just as we're talking, when I first was writing, I would just write a song and make a part that would work for Deidre. You know, it was the essence of it. And that was plenty challenging back then anyway, mm-hmm. just to do that. And on this collection of songs, on this album, my process, I always knew it was a David and Deidre album. I mean, that was the way I was thinking about it from the very beginning. And we didn't even know who would be singing the harmony or what key it was in. You know, I'd bring a song in and we'd kind of try things both ways on some songs and decide, hey, this is actually, you're the melody part on this one. And it fits better in this register for mm-hmm. for whoever. So actually from the beginning, all the songs were written, well, not all of them, but let's say about two thirds of them were kind of written with both of us are at the mic doing close harmonies through the whole thing.
This is John Floridis. You're listening to Musicians Spotlight. I'm speaking today with David and Deidre Casey. David and Deidre, we're talking a little bit about the project Little Fox, Little Bird, the most recent recording. And you also talked a little bit about the Helena component. And I want to touch a little bit about the capital city. And if I'm not mistaken, you've lived most of your life in Helena, if not all your life, correct?
Yeah, since I was three or four.
Yeah, well, I came over to go to Carroll and have lived there since those Carroll days.
Yeah, so let's just talk about Helena as a place to be from in terms of your music. Just talk about that a little bit.
Helena has been actually a very good community for us to, like I said, like Deidre said, we think of ourselves really as parents first, you know, and then and musicians second, and that's where we put our emphasis. And so, but we've been able to do both. We've been able to raise our family, our kids in Helena, and have loved the support from that community. And we've also been able to maintain a prolific career doing music largely in that area, although we've traveled some with it. But I've really enjoyed being a part of the Helena community.
Oh, we're extremely blessed, we've been having kids for a long time, too, so we've gotten to go through many generations, it feels like. we get a lot of support and still are finding, it's interesting to me that even though Helena is kind of a big, small town, we still are finding new venues and gigs to be a part of, new communities to be bringing the music to and connecting with, and it just continues to be a real blessing as far as the ways to reach out and connect with people.
David and Deidre, we've talked a little bit about Helena being a place to be from. Now check out this question. this has become one of my stock questions. What is distinctly Helena about your music?
That's a good question. I've actually spoke with music students of mine about the value of a songwriter being tied to how much you listen to his or her music and understand where they are from. Like James Taylor, I mean, it's like North Carolina to me. Or Paul Simon, you just feel like you're in New York in the 60s, you know? And so I would hope that that our music does reflect what it's like to be from Helena. Exactly what that looks like or what's distinctly Helenan, I have to think on that for just a second. I remember there's one line in a song, Another Fall, that I wrote, and the line was, Helena weather, but you give me something to come home to. And Deidre didn't like that line. She's like, Helena weather? What does that mean? And I'm like, well, that's because we live in Helena. And it's like, if I said, you know, Tucson weather, you'd be, you know, like, oh, yeah, you know? We have named Helena specifically. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What do you think is specific about Helena and how that comes through for us?
I mean, an obvious thing that a lot of people think about is landscape and how landscape affects music. You've talked about the community, the history of Helena is certainly fascinating. And it's not always something that's definable, you know.
Mm-hmm. What comes to mind is where we came out of emotionally in the writing, you know, and as far as just feeling safe, you know, feeling loved, being in a place where you just know that you can walk out your door and there's somebody down the block that's, you know, watching out with the kids for you. My kids walk to school every day, and I know that on every block there's a house or two that they could pop into if they needed to and that sort of thing. And I think just coming out of that place of safety and loving community kind of reflects itself just in the way the songs make you feel and some of those lyrics that have evolved.
I think some people have colored our music as being sometimes pretty positive, and I just think it's just not cynical, you know?
I like that.
Why would you write songs that are cynical, aside from they're you know, hilarious? But so there's some of that lack of cynicism, I think, in our songwriting that's fairly, I think it's refreshing. This album, though, also specifically goes after the idea of some of the tension and some of the struggle, naming the fact that it's not everything is all good, that there's actually real struggles that happen, and how I mean, for me, how God provides throughout all of those struggles. So there's that worldview that's a big part of each of the songs on this album.
It occurred to me, too, that maybe a rootedness is kind of is the ambiance there, I guess, for that, too. Just the idea that we have lived in hell enough for so long and have put down our own roots and our family roots, that the fact that we're just sort of in a place and we've really gotten to know that place and really delighted in that place, too. So some of the songs reflect just being rooted in something that we just have bloomed where we were planted, I guess.
Yeah. Is it true? How long has it been since you spoke with you? There are more hopeless causes than me and you. Stay.
DavidCaseyMusic.com is the primary website that we're going to direct people to, but very much a presence on Facebook and on Bandcamp and other social media sites as well. But let's maybe send folks to DavidCaseyMusic.com, and that's a good place to start. Thank you so much for being guests on Musician Spotlight. David, great to see you again from Water Carvers Guild, going back to just you and your dad, I think we had on the show. We've had you solo, but a real treat to include you, Deidre.
Oh, this is great to be here today.
And have you both here today on Musician Spotlight.
Thanks so much.
This is John Floridis. You've been listening to Musicians Spotlight. Our guests today have been David and Deidre Casey. If you'd like to contact us, you can do so through the Montana Public Radio website, mtpr.org, as well as through our own website, musicianspotlight.org. You can also find us online at Facebook and on Twitter. Our program is available as a downloadable podcast from those websites as well as through iTunes. Musicians Spotlight is a production of Montana Public Radio.